Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. I recently read an article in a paper titled Fire Safety Knowledge Continues to Improve, the 12th installment of a series called Healthy Humboldt. Fire science is under continuous study, as it should be, and the advancement in knowledge concerning the subject has made some noticeable advances over the years, especially in the health issues related to firefighters. It takes me back to the mid-1940s when I first became a member of the Eureka Volunteer Firefighters. At that time, there were 8 fire companies with a total of about 200 members. This was in addition to the small nucleus of paid firemen, the backbone of the department. Training for the volunteers was practically non-existent. There was no protective clothing available for the volunteer. You reported to a fire in your street clothes. Fire helmets were not available, so you were pretty much left to the hazards without protection. Your best friend was the paid fireman, and you stuck close for his expertise and protection. The problem with that? The paid man was there to fight a fire, not to tend to a novice. In 1953, I reported for duty to the Firestone store fire at 6th and 8th Street, dressed in a t-shirt and Levi's. The heat was intense, with 2 groups of firefighters in the alley between the burning building and the post office, directing streams of water up to the rafters of the post office to keep them from igniting. The streams would then glance off and continually soak the hose crews below. I was happy to be assigned to one of the crews as the water, soaking crew members, made the position a bit more tenable. That was an example of what the volunteer used to face. Fire officers, aware of our weaknesses, made every effort to put us to work in a supportive role rather than jeopardize our safety. But all fires are not equal, and there were times when the volunteer was at risk, although injuries were not common among us, thanks to the paid man and his compassion. When the city manager system was adopted in Eureka, things changed. The 200 volunteers were reduced to about 35 men. This was the beginning of a new firefighting era in Eureka. The remaining 35 or so had to meet certain requirements and be trained for the job. They were also equipped with boots, protective clothing, and helmets. I was one of the group and was thrilled to be a part of the new volunteer force. We were taught how to operate and handle all phases of firefighting equipment except for the operation of the engines. Yes, the firefighter has come a long way, but is still ready to place himself in harm's way for the sake of his fellow man. Merry Christmas to the firefighters, a special breed, and to all of you that they protect. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.